They rebuild, flatten houses, walk abandoned pets, read books to school children, or counsel the emotionally scarred. Volunteers in the area hit by Hurricane Katrina are as diverse as the world itself. According to Stephen Richer, the executive director of the Mississippi Gulf Coast Convention and Visitors Bureau, they vary in everything from their skills to their politics to their religion.
People are there from just about every faith you can imagine: Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, the Mennonites, the Catholic charities. People are staying in churches, either sleeping on the floor in sleeping bags or sleeping on pews in sleeping bags. It's been really interesting.
Thousands of these volunteers are from New York City.
Many people have been there multiple times. There's one young lady from New York. She came early after the hurricane, like in September. Then she came back in November, December. And then she came back in January. And she was so personally enriched by helping, at no compensation, by the way, that she quit her job here in New York City, gave up her lease on her apartment, and is in the Biloxi area until the problems are resolved. And she's not the only one.
New Yorker Virginia Pfeiffer volunteered for 5 days last May in Pearlington, Mississippi. The tiny hamlet of fewer than 1,700 residents, which has no mayor, only a fire department for local government, was in the eye of the hurricane. For 10 days, the community was virtually forgotten. A month later, the New York Times newspaper compared the area to the primitive tent city Soleil Cité in Haiti. Before arriving in Pearlington with seven other women, Pfeiffer, a 58-year-old retiree, was warned to get ready for some heavy lifting.
One of my thoughts going down there is, you know, I mean, go to the gym to try and keep your build up your strength. You might as well be doing it by doing something useful, you know. So I was carrying a lot of weight, and I had wondered whether I would be able to do as much. But I was. I was very pleased with how successfully I was able to lift things and carry them. And I expected to be absolutely exhausted at the end of the day, and I wasn't.
At night, Pfeiffer and others slept in plastic tents without indoor toilets. Each day, they received their assignments from the Presbyterian Disaster Assistance. One task involved emptying the entire contents of a house with no standing walls so that it could be cleaned of toxic mold. Pfeiffer recalls how anxious the owner was about having strangers move her only belongings.
At first, she was very hesitant to have us do this, and I guess they'd been working with her for several months to have her agree to this. But as the time went by and as she saw us being careful with her things and trying to organize them in a logical way where we put them all out in the driveway under tarps, she was very social with us at the end. I think we somehow got her over the hump of this overwhelming thing. It looked overwhelming to us, too, of getting this stuff out of the house, and she seemed to connect with us.
Pfeiffer was most touched by the victims of Katrina who wanted to help the volunteer efforts. One woman, for instance, rescued from a tree with her neighbor and eight dogs, still had no home, but she delivered meals to her neighbors.
There was this black church, and these women of the church who had lost everything of their own had decided when all these volunteers started coming down that they would cook lunch every day for the volunteers. So they serve at the Baptist church there, they serve lunch to the volunteers every day. You know, that was just so heartwarming that, you know, these women who needed help were actually felt the calling to help people who were helping.
A cultural exchange took place between the Southerners and their New York visitors.
I think perhaps we were sort of surprised by how friendly everybody was, because New Yorkers people think of us as being unfriendly, and it's more that people mind their own business. People are always shocked when they meet New Yorkers and find that they really are very friendly.
Pfeiffer says she looks forward to returning to visit her new friends in the Gulf Coast.
I'd be willing to go on another one of these trips, although, you know, it's sort of the kind of thing where this was such a good experience, you're sort of afraid to go for fear it might not be a good experience the next time. But, yeah, I definitely would like to go back to Pearlington and see the progress and see how things are going.
This demonstration of goodwill between New York and the Gulf Coast shows no signs of ending anytime soon. Jenny Sykes, VOA News, New York.